You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I get a monthly massage, and I love it. I think it's good for people, and I highly encourage you to find a good massage therapist and try to go about once a month if you can. Good for you.
Are they not called masseuses?
No, never. They haven't been for a long, long, long time.
Rubbers. I just call them rubbers.
She's my rubber.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Anyway, so I do that. But in terms of other, like, spa treatment things, finally, after all these years, I'm thinking about breaking down and having a facial. Now, I think it's because I never truly understood really what it was. In my mind, all I ever heard about were women going to get facials. So I thought that it involved like makeup and other stuff like that. But now I'm told, no, Dom, it's just mostly they're just rubbing your face.
Yeah. Rubbers.
And I'm like, my God, I think I need that.
They exfoliate you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Get rid of those.
Why, have you had
cells?
One?
No, I'm dying to get one too, so maybe we can have a girls' day and go get
Dom and Jeremy go get a facial?
Get some cucumbers on our eyes. And
they don't do that. Look,
yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
At certain places, they do. It depends on what type of facial you get. But
that's just in the movies.
It takes the puffiness out.
It decreases puffiness.
I don't know what I'm talking about here.
I don't know why you've been. Essentially, all of the things that you guys don't want to
participate
in are all massages. Like, it's a massage for your face, or a pedicure is that's the best part of the pedicure.
No.
I was watching something where they put, like, a hot, like, wax liquid on your face, Dom, all around your nose, and then down on your cheeks and on your forehead, mm-hmm. and then they rip it off, and it pulls all the blackheads and cleans your pores, and then
I
you get a look at it.
After.
Yeah, you flip it over, and you look at it, and it's like a little forest, because all the stuff's sticking up from your skin.
Huh.
I want to do that, because I want the oiliness gone. Yeah.
I remember many years ago, it had to be at least 10, 15 years ago, for the show, we went out and we were visiting offices and taking them, you know, t-shirts and stuff like that. People who listened to the station, and we went by a mani-pedi place, and the lady said, sit down, I'll give you a manicure. I'd never had a manicure. She said, let me try it. I lasted in that chair for about 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Because she started going to work on cuticles and stuff with that little nipper thing to cut it. And
So
I was like, this hurts.
Yeah. And do they clean those?
I mean, jumped up out of that chair and I've never been back. I was like, I'm never going to do that. And that's people say, go get a pedicure, Dom. You'd love it. I'm like, no, that hurts. I don't want anybody touching that except me.
When you talk about something that you've never done, you're absolutely right.
I have. I sat in that chair, and that woman did it, and it hurt.
Okay, so you're.
It was. I was in pain.
But not. I mean, you're whatever. I'm not.
What's that treatment that they do where they put your feet in the bath and then the.
And then, the fish eat the
fish
dead
eat your dead skin.
I've read about that.
My girlfriend, Cambodia Kathy, she lives in Cambodia. She does that frequently, and I don't think
she
that
does the fish eating.
Ones. They just nibble your
and
they,
yeah,
skin.
Yeah, it's like it tickles, but it's because you know when you well Dom doesn't know when you get a pedicure, they put some special like skin dissolving stuff on like a
acid.
A hard piece of, like a pumice stone, you know, and they kind of go after it to get all your calluses off and everything.
Oof.
But these fish just.
They nibble it away.
They eat your feet off.
It tickles.
It's just, it's little, it's tickly.
Tickles, Dom. Tickles.
One reason that I might break down with a pedicure is not to go get my nails all looking good on my toes, but because I have memories of my father's toenails, and I don't ever want that in my entire life.
Little yellow.
You gotta care.
My father passed away, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago, but I do remember in his later years, his toenails, and it was the most disgusting looking thing I've ever seen. I've got pretty good feet right now, so I'm not assuming that they're going to turn into that, but maybe a little preventive maintenance will keep that. It's just, it strikes me as such a chick thing to do. I can't get over that.
The thing about facials that kind of worries me why I don't get them more is because of my adult acne. And facials, like, always make me break out.
That's kind of what I'm worried about,
too. So you got to be careful, Jeremy. But Jeremy's got
sensitive
skin. So
I've...
you can, if you get a pimple, you just grow a beard over it. You're good.
And I have really sensitive skin. I have, since I was a little kid, my mom always had to buy sensitive skin, like, clothing detergent and softener and lotion. I'm the fragrance free sensitive skin guy.
Oh God, you're so sexy. Have you guys ever gone to like the
He's taken, ladies.
Sorry, ladies, I'm taken.
Have you ever gotten
I'm rash free though.
A professional shave?
No, scares me.
Now, back when I used to go see Jamaica would cut my hair, and Jamaica told me, she goes, I just got my training, blah, blah, blah. She goes, I am now technically a barber. She goes, I could shave you if you want. And I've got all those memories of watching those Wild West shows where the guy would sit down there.
With a straight blade?
Right, and they'd get that blade, and they'd start cutting around your neck.
It'll take your head right off.
Yeah.
I know, you better make nice with that man.
I suppose in my life I should try that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a shave at a barber, and I'm going to get get all of this done within the next few months. I'm going to experience all of that to see what that actually is like. And it might be one of those things I walk out and say, holy crap.
I'm invigorated.
How have I not been doing this all my life?
Yeah. Skipping down the street.
With your mangina.
Releasing doves.
You got Enya on your podcast now.
I think I'm ready to give this a try.
Go, girl.
I'm finally ready.
Own it, girl. Live your life.
Hey, Ricardo, welcome to the show. What do you want to add to this?
Good morning. I think you guys should definitely go do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably time.
I mean, I've gotten a pedicure with my girlfriend before.
Yeah.
And I'm still looking for a good barber to be able to get a straight razor to my face.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that too. Scary. I think it's not that I need that, but I think I just want to experience it. I want to experience the professional shave.
You definitely should. Like I said, I mean, back home, my best friend would always do it for me.
Yeah.
And just after, you just feel like a new person.
All right.
Yeah,
it was your best friend, though. Like, there is a serious trust level there. You have to, like, audition your barber like, beforehand.
Ricardo, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, man. Appreciate you calling. Here comes Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Dom.
What can you tell me?
About 30 years ago when I was in the service, my roommate and I used to volunteer at the Beauty Academy for models. So we would get free haircuts, shaves, pedicures, manicures in exchange for them having somebody to practice on. Go do the hot towel straight razor shave. Best experience you'll ever have in your life.
Really? On somebody that's practicing.
Oh. Well, now, wait a minute, though, because I have done, you know, there's the massage therapist school here in Denver, and I have gone and done that where you are like the students practice on you, and you they're really good. They have to reach a certain point before they can practice on people.
Right.
And it was great.
It's not like the Old West. They're not using like the strap and the straight razor on the side of the barber chair. It's a professional straight razor. And you might get nicked every once in a while. I did it for 4 years. I got nicked once.
Right. Right next to that big artery there. Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know if I necessarily need to go volunteer at the beauty college, but I do want to go somewhere and try that hot towel straight. I just want to do it, Bill. You've inspired me.
It's a place that caters to guys.
All right.
The art of shaving. They're all over the place. There's one in Cherry Creek Mall, I believe.
Is there?
Yes. Oh, fancy.
Bill, thanks for it. Do you still have that done today, Bill?
About every 3 months.
All right.
Okay, buddy.
See, you're a man who enjoys the finer pampering.
I am inspired. Listen, you have a great day.
You do the same.
Thanks, buddy.
Dom,
you
got to
do something manly like
you.
Afterwards, though. Like,
you what?
Well, you got to do something like really manly afterwards.
Yeah, well, I think going and having somebody give you a shave sitting in that chair is pretty damn manly.
Nah, wrestle a gator.
Is there a barber shop that also has a pedicure chair and a manicure station? Because why can't you do both in one spot?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to do the manicure ever again.
Right, not you particularly, but
besides, I think I would not want
to a man.
I wouldn't want both at the same time because you would want to experience. It's almost like you'd be diluted. You wouldn't be
right. No, sensory overload.
Do it all.
I would want one at a time
and the shave. Throw in the shave. Do three at a time.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.